Welcome to the Crude Life Podcast, because when you're making money, sometimes life can just be crude. Hello, folks. My name is Jason Spies. I'm an award-winning multimedia journalist, talk show host, and on today's episode, I interview Tony Woswick from Fully Loaded Wrestling about digital media, insurances, and other things that go into the wrestling business, plus venues and marketing. Excellent interview with Tony Woswick of Fully Loaded Wrestling. You're going to want to stick around for that interview in just a moment, but first, I'd like to take a moment to remind you good folks to please support our sponsors. They literally keep our lights on. When the outside's chilly and the inside is warm, you've been wishing you never been born. Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.
CoachingWithHatch.com. That's CoachingWithHatch.com.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
Fully Loaded Wrestling. Now, where are you guys out of?
Currently based out of my home in Carpio, middle of nowhere, really.
What state is that?
North Dakota.
Tony Woswick, Fully Loaded Wrestling. And how many states do you guys travel around? I know that unless you're like the World Wrestling Entertainment, it's pretty hard to be a national wrestling organization, unless you guys are. I imagine you guys are regional. Is that correct?
We pretty much stick to North Dakota. We have done a show in Detroit Lakes, Minnesota, but pretty much North Dakota company. We do have ambitions of growing outside of the state. It's just going to take some time.
And if you guys are primarily building an audience in North Dakota, are your wrestlers, are they from North Dakota? Are they from the area? Just talk to me a little bit about some of the guys that wrestle for you.
Most of our talent comes from kind of all over. We have a lot of guys from Minot and Fargo, that area. A couple guys from like Beulah, Grand Forks. And then we bring in guys from Minnesota, Canada, people that have trained all over the world, California, Las Vegas, some East Coast guys.
What kind of venues are you guys performing at these days? I mean, I've seen everything from street fairs to armories, to bars, to, you know, youth centers, high school gyms, I guess. I've seen a lot of them, too. So just generally, what type of a venue do you guys have?
Well, we're pretty much open to anything you just mentioned, but generally what we run in like Minot, we run at the Vegas Motel there. We've got an excellent atrium area that works really well for our shows. And then in Fargo, we run in the Southwest Youth Hockey Arena.
Okay, I'm familiar with the Southwest Hockey Arena. The atrium kind of made me think of the Mall of America a little bit when Eric Bischoff, formerly of AWA, then with WCW, his first Nitro when it went live was from Mall of America, and he did that on purpose, was to have the natural built-in audience that the mall brings in. I thought that's kind of a neat little sidebar. But talk to me about that atrium a little bit. Does it give it that kind of that... what's the word I'm looking for? You know, tall ceilings, natural light. What type of a venue is the atrium?
Yeah, it's tall ceilings. I think they're like 35 or 45 feet high. There's three levels in that atrium, so there's actually rooms on the west side of the atrium on three levels, the floor and then two balconies. We, have the rooms set up for the event usually right there, and then also seating on that balcony. So it gives us a really unique look and feel to the show. A lot of places, especially in the Midwest, don't, like a lot of other independent wrestling companies, don't have a venue like that. So when we do our TV product that we do in that venue, we stand out from the crowd that way.
That's kind of neat. I've never really seen anything like that outside of, you know, like a music type venue. I mean, I'm picturing like these poolside rooms or these atrium side rooms where guests can watch the show. Am I hearing that right?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. And we're actually not far from the pool in the motel there either. It's, you know, I think it's less than 50 feet away from the ring. So sometimes the action kind of spills over into the water and, you know, just it kind of helps keep the whole thing a little more unique than some others.
This sounds kind of cool. This sounds like the old school, like 90s wrestling mixed in with the modern day wrestling. Well, I imagine it's mixed in with the modern day wrestling. Actually, I should ask you, what type of presentation do you guys give? You know, the old 90s was the Attitude Era. And then in the, I suppose, the aughts or the 2000s was a mixture of a PG bleeding out of the Attitude Era, which we have today, which was primarily a WWE corporate very, very safe type of a product, which is, by the way, we're being joined here with Tony Wozwick, Fully Loaded Wrestling. And the reason I kind of bring that up a little bit is talking about kind of the presentation, I guess, because it's gone a lot of different ways. And the independent scene in wrestling is really taking off to where there's this new fight app where a lot of independents can air their television product, if you will, their video product, if you will. Former WCW kind of president and general manager Eric Bischoff, he's starting a independent wrestling app, if it's not already done by now. So the whole idea of professional wrestling as an entertainment brand is really taking off, much like how about 10 years ago, live music really started taking off again. If you look at the surgence of breweries and some of those types of venues, live local music really started doing very well, at least another venue for musicians. You know, professional wrestlers, not much different. They're artists, they're performers, and here's Tony talking about a great venue in terms of the atrium in Minot. And what hotel was that at again? Plug that hotel again, and then transition into what type of product you guys put out in terms of, you know, what type of age would really get a kick out of it?
Our home in Minot is the Vegas Motel. It's on North Hill. Can't miss it once you go out by the airport there. And as far as the product that we've strived to put on, we like to call ourselves like TV-14, I guess it might be the best way to describe it. And that's kind of on the far end of things. You mentioned like the Attitude Era and all that kind of stuff. We don't generally get as crazy as like Monday Night Raw or Nitro did back in that time period. But it does happen once in a while. We want to make sure it's a family-friendly product, good for kids. So it's never going to be anything worse than they would see watching TV during the day. You know, it's not going to be anything real grotesque or, you know, sexually oriented or anything like that. It's just, you know, a good, wholesome family live entertainment product is what we go for.
Okay, and it sounds to me like it's something that a lot of the high schools would bring in terms of, for a fundraiser. I know a lot of times people would do that. And is that right? It would be primarily, you know, you're going to get some, maybe a you know, a you suck or, you know, go stick your head where the sun doesn't shine type of comments. It's not going to be F-bombs or anything like that, but you're going to get some interaction from some of the heel or bad guy wrestlers. Am I kind of right on that?
Yeah, and, you know, we once in a while things get a little out of hand. That's happened, but we always try to make sure that the vulgarity is kept to a minimum so that it is good for all ages. You know, we don't want to have some parents bring their kids in and then be surprised by an F-bomb or something like that. That's never what we're going for.
Sure. And, you know, one of the nice things about what I've found about going to bringing my son, 11 years old now, I've brought him to professional wrestling events since he was probably 3 or 4 years old. And the thing that he really likes about it is it's one of the times where he can really shout and not get in trouble. He can really be a part of the show and not get in trouble for being too loud and boisterous. And have you found that the teenagers and the college kids really enjoy being part of the show?
Oh, definitely. Our crowd, they definitely get involved in the show. They make lots of noise. I don't remember who said it, but recently I heard somebody say, you know, professional wrestling is one of the only places kids get to yell at adults and not get in trouble. So that's a lot of fun right there by itself.
Oh, yeah, that's the part I really love about it. See, by the way, we've got Tony Woswick, Fully Loaded Wrestling. We're talking a little bit about the business of wrestling, kind of some of behind the scenes a little bit. Not getting into the storylines or anything like that. You can check out his website and their video television product as well. My cousin, Brad Rangins, he's a former Olympic athlete, amateur wrestler, but he went on to be in the AWA, and very few people probably know who Brad Rangins is, maybe outside of Appleton, Minnesota, and Minneapolis. Are you familiar with him as a wrestler at all?
I'm not, but I guarantee some of the people we work with are. I mean, we have some real historians that we work with, so if I ask, I'm sure I'll hear about him.
Yeah, he kind of had a cup of coffee with the WWF back in the day in the AWA, Vern Gagne. He actually made more of his success as a trainer. He trained Rick Rude and Vader, Big Van Vader, a lot of the Minneapolis talent. Either went to Eddie Sharkey or Brad Rangins, and then they went on to do quite a bit beyond that. But the reason I kind of bring that up was the training aspect of things. Are your guys... Do they go through any sort of training at all? Are they self-trained? You got a combination of both? Just talk a little bit about the educational process that these performers have to go through.
As far as that goes, we have kind of a requirement that there is at least a year or so spent in a training environment of some kind, whether it be through seminars that we provide or a camp or things like that, because we want to make sure everything's being done safely. I mean, obviously... You know, we've got insurance and whatnot. We don't want anyone to get hurt and, you know, seriously injured. I mean, there have been some horrific injuries in wrestling over the years. And unfortunately, just recently, there was an untrained guy down in Missouri, I think it was, that ended up losing his life because of wrestling untrained. And it was just as bad. So we want to avoid all that at all costs. And as a great byproduct of all that safety and doing things the right way and, you know, training properly, we get a better product out of it. We don't get guys that, you know, can do... a backflip on a trampoline, and that's as far as our training went, and get in the ring. We make sure we have top-quality talent.
You know, I kind of chuckle with Blind Joe. He's a good friend of mine. He's been on the program multiple times, and he went on to be on The Voice. He had a pretty good stay and that sort of thing, and he's now been able to take advantage of that, and he gets some good-sized crowds and that sort of thing. But him and I chuckle back when he used to play in front of three or four people, that sort of thing. And, of course, pro wrestling goes down that way, too, professional wrestling, where there's times where, you know, you don't have a huge crowd and other times where you've got a big crowd. And, of course, the dream is to, I suppose, WrestleMania, get in front of 100,000 people, which is a real thing. I mean, they get 100,000 people in the Dallas Dome down there in Texas. And so that's a real thing. What kind of crowds are you seeing? Is it kind of all over the board? Do you have a good base at the different towns you go to? Talk about the crowds that you're seeing at your events.
It's vastly different between Minot and Fargo. I mean, obviously the markets are different. And then within each market, it kind of depends on time of the year and what else is going on around the time. You know, in Minot, we've had anywhere from, you know, 350 to 400 people for a night, or as low as 75. And in Fargo, it usually hovers north of 150 to 200, but sometimes upwards of 4. It's promotion. There's always so many variants that you can never account for, and just hope that your product that you're putting on is compelling enough for people to show up instead of do something else.
How about merchandise? Are you guys selling merchandise? Do you sell merchandise? I mean, is it kind of an independent contract type thing? Talk about, because I know a lot of these guys, that's how they make their money. You know, I mean, they sure, ticket sales are great and everything, but they got T-shirts and autographs and 8x11s, that sort of thing. So just talk to me about the merchandise stuff that's involved.
Yeah, as far as like what the company does, we've got T-shirts, sweatshirts, hats, all kinds of novelty stuff, different types of logos and everything on them. A lot of our talent brings things to sell. We've got no problem with them doing that. Our model, we don't take a cut of their sales because we just don't think we need to. It's just that's their stuff to sell and not ours. So everyone does what they can to kind of make the money the best they can for the evening, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know, and it's still one of those old school ways of capitalism, in my opinion. You know, where a lot of these guys, I imagine, a lot of these guys are independent contractors. I mean, they don't get 401(k)s for you guys, do they? I mean, they're independent, right?
Yeah, everyone that works with us is independent contractors, all the way from, you know, the sound production, all the way to our top guys in the roster. It's just kind of the general model of independent wrestling. and most promotions of any kind really is independent contractors. Once in a while, I get exclusive kind of things, but we're not doing any of that right now.
Sure, yeah, and that's really kind of the model of that whole industry, with the exception of probably the WWE. That's really, really about it, and they didn't go to that way until they became a public corporation, and that kind of forced them into that model. But, okay, just a couple more questions here. Tony Woswick, Fully Loaded Wrestling, based out of Minot, North Dakota, has a different events happening across the state, and we're going to get to those events in just 1 second. But wanted to ask you about big names. I know a lot of times, you know, when they bring in Hacksaw Jim Duggan or Hardcore Holly, that sort of thing. But then you've got the independents that they rely more on kind of their own guys and getting a crowd base that way. What strategy, I guess, are you guys going with Fully Loaded Wrestling? Do you have to bring in the big guy every time, or do your guys connect with the audience in a way you don't need to?
Well, we work with some of the biggest names in the Midwest, like Eric Cannon, Darren Corbin, a lot of up-and-coming names from the Academy of Professional Wrestling in Minnesota. That school was run by Ken Anderson and Sean Dabari, ex-WWE stars. And, you know, through that, we got a lot of good connections. We've had guys like Tommy Dreamer, Booker T, Abyss from TNA, Robbie E from TNA, Sean Devary's worked on our show, like I mentioned, him with the Academy, Ken Anderson's worked on our shows before, Colin Delaney, he was an ECW guy after WWE got a hold of it. We've had kind of run the gamut with it. We got some big things planned going for next year, too. So.
Okay, I know a lot of that stuff based on availability with some of the guys and whether they show up or not too. And that's always the case when you're talking about entertainers anyway. But what events you guys got coming up? I was looking at your calendar. I see you got one coming up in Fargo here at the end of September. Just kind of run through the next couple months of your guys' events that you got scheduled.
Yeah, if you look at the website, fullyloadedwrestling.com, there's an event calendar on there. The next one is in Fargo at the Southwest Youth Hockey Arena, September 22nd and 23rd. That's going to be a pretty big show. I've got some live music opening the show up with some local Fargo acts and some pretty big things happening as far as the event itself goes. And then October, November, and December, we're going to be in Minot each month. Look on the calendar for those. October is one of our flagship events. We call this Pick Your Spot Title Shot, kind of a big deal ladder match that we put together. And then also in December, we've got the FLW Cup, which has become kind of a staple of ours. That is kind of like a team tournament type of deal that we put together for that. And it's, you know, more of that trying to keep unique is what we're trying to do. Yeah, we're definitely trying to embrace technology and everything it can do for us. We are online, fullyloadedwrestling.com. On Facebook, that is Fully Loaded Pro Wrestling on Facebook. We're on Instagram, Twitter. Twitter is at Fully Loaded Pro. And, of course, YouTube, just look up Full Loaded Wrestling. We've got 91 episodes of our film product on there right now. And you can find us on the Fight app. I'm sure they'll pretty easy to find us on there. We tend to have a pretty good time slot for them there.
And all those links, are they available at your website, Fully Loaded?
Yeah, everything should be available right through there. Should be pretty easy to find us.
And that was Tony Woswick of Fully Loaded Wrestling. To listen to this podcast or other podcasts, visit our website, thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. And while you're there, be sure to sign up for our weekly Crude Life newsletter. We're also on social media. Please check out our Facebook page, facebook.com/thecrudelife, facebook.com/thecrudelife. Of course, all of our other social media is available at our website. I would also like to thank once again our sponsors for supporting the Crude Life Media Network for keeping programs like this free. Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now, with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
And that's it for this episode. My name is Jason Spies, and until next time, be happy, and remember, sometimes life can just be crude. We'll see you next time, folks. 'Cause I'm gonna be